Thank you very much for your presentation. I would like to share with you the experience of my organization using media. Actually, we have a big program using radios as for education and advocacy. The theme of the media program is focused on domestic violence. You know, it is very important that because in the context of Afghanistan, we are, you know, you don't have, you know, accessibility to convey your message in education to the local communities. Media is a very effective tool, especially radios, which is heard even by all the rural population around the country. So we used media to eradicate domestic violence. It means that, you know, we are covering 22 million population of around the country. And, you know, actually, this is one of the recommendation of UPR that to eradicate family violence. It's very, very important. So it has three main component. We use drama for, you know, in order to educate local communities. We also use panel discussions, which mean that this is interactive discussion in regards to the policies and also factors of domestic violence. And then we use religious scholars and also civil society or human rights activists to provide their view on the issue. And also their recommendation for the policy change. And also the other important part is that we do a case interview. It means that, you know, we are interviewing the victims. Mm-hmm. Victims, and then we take the opinions of different, like, you know, different politician, policy makers, and also the judiciary in regard to the cases. We also, like, in order to establish a collaboration between journalists and the human rights activists, we do a workshop, media advocacy workshops for civil society activists and media journalists in order to link them, because they should, you know, provide, you know, an integrated report through the media to, you know, to eradicate this violence. So, but. The project is, I think, is very expensive. It is require more resources, and so far in 1 year we produce like 144 programs, which is broadcasted through the 53 radio stations around the country, which reached to 22 million population in the country. So it is very important that in the context we are. You don't access to other social media tools and also, like, you know, television and all those things, but it is very expensive as well. So radio is a good tool, probably, to be, you know, for education and advocacy, in especially in post-conflict countries. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I couldn't agree more. I absolutely agree, and we also have a lot of radio projects around the world. I think one thing that can be stressed here is the use of radio with mobile phones. There are many good examples of how you can combine mobile telephony, because even in very rural areas, people will have, if not their own phone, then they will have a shared community mobile phone. So that the calling in and the debate you can create with the mobile phones in synergy with the radio is also quite effective. But thank you for this. I absolutely agree.